Two thoughts. Firstly, I have no doubt that when Paul writes to Timothy and says, I don't permit a woman to teach in church, what he had in mind was a very particular situation in Ephesus at that time. I also would want to go on record as being almost, I am totally persuaded that if he was speaking into 21st century British life, he would not say that. However, there may be parts of the world where he would still say that, because his concern was never just, is it right? But I think his concern was always missional. What does it mean to be a missional people in Ephesus? So that's my take on it. But I've got no problem that actually, in the context we're in, that one verse particularly, in the same way as he's really clear in Corinth that women, if you pray without your head covering, you dishonor God. I don't think you'd say that either. Second thing, though, I'd want to say is, I think in this conversation about women in leadership, and it is always women in leadership, and it's never really a conversation about leadership. I want to have a conversation about leadership, because I think we've got the wrong idea of leadership sometimes. And I think it's because men have been dominant leaders for the best part of 2,000 years in church. And I think it's this. I think when leadership becomes, this is the way it's going to be, then I think actually what we end up needing, what women sometimes need to do in that sort of macho context, is they have to play that game. And I think the game's wrong. I think church leadership is about servanthood. I think it's not about getting your own way. I think it's not about being the one who goes to the top of the mountain and gets a vision and come back and then tries to persuade everybody else. I think it's actually about this idea of, here we are with the people of God. We're trying to live for the glory of God. We're doing the best we can. How do we serve one another? And as churches, you set some people aside and say, will you really help us do that? And I think when you've got a vision of leadership that's like that, actually the question of women in leadership becomes a very different conversation. You know that the woman who's on leadership staff here is not here. Which is one way to get around the women in leadership problem. For 15, 16 years we've worked together. I would never want to be in a context of working in a church, being paid by a church that didn't have women being paid alongside me. I'd never want to do that. Because I'm poorer without it. And I think there's issues of culture. I think there's issues of taking the text really seriously. But Arthur's right. People, when he said before about it being brilliant. No, Arthur's right when he said before about honest, spirit-filled, Bible-believing Christians who take exactly the opposite view. And I understand that. And I don't want to get into a ruck with them. Because actually, bottom line, I'm not in their church. And bottom line, they wouldn't exist in mine. So I'm not going to fight with you. I'll hold my own position, but I'm not going to cause a war over this. But I do know that people see it differently. So I think it's an issue about culture. I think it's an issue about actually the understanding of leadership.